podcast. I know it looks a little bit different in here.
We're missing a person.
Yeah, she's not. She's under the weather today, so it's just the two of us. You hear what?
There was a mild disagreement with the contestants.
No, there was not.
Either way, Victoria and Buriaga are going and talking to them, trying to get them to calm down.
Yeah, it was. It gets really awkward in the contestant room, I guess you could say.
People that hate each other give them like sour eyes, like Dr. Fate and Spectre last season. Anakin has been staring at Darth Vader with wide eyes.
He's been looking at him and he's like, do I know you?
He's sweating profusely.
Kind of like I am right now.
Darth Vader's sweating on the outside of his arm.
On the outside. Yeah. It's like that Jordan Peele meme.
No.
We're just here to hang out.
The first nerd talk show.
Yeah, first time on the nerd that we're not arguing about
anything.
We might argue about things.
Yeah,
who knows? But it won't have
anything. We're making things up.
It won't have anything to do with what we're actually like the main point of this podcast. We're outside of canon right now.
Yeah, we don't even have scripts.
No,
I don't even have my notebook.
If you can't tell.
I never show up without the notebook.
Yeah, so if you can't tell, we kind of just are going on doing our thing. We got a candle this time for vibes.
Yeah, good vibes.
LayeredCandles.com.
I don't know who the CEO is.
Fully customizable.
Who the CEOs are.
Fully customizable candles, scents, and colors.
Safe to say at least one of them.
Three different sizes. That's LayeredCandles.com.
Down here at the bottom for those of you on YouTube.
Check it out.
Anyways,
where to be up here?
Yeah.
You okay?
No, it's just like a right.
It'd be in that on the bottom.
Right along the bottom and big.
It's gotta be up there. Like, does it flip around whenever you upload it?
Just like, it's gonna spin in. And just,
does it, like, when you upload it, does it flip around?
You know, I do my editing on.
Is this the top right corner?
I do my editing on PowerPoint, so.
Okay.
You know, it was like, woo.
Do the clicking every time.
Exactly. I have to click it and then like screen recording. So that's what's happening. A little peek behind the curtain there for you. And Aaron, because he doesn't ever.
I don't do a job.
He don't do nothing except be here.
I do research.
So he's
pretty
lucky.
That's why I win.
Whatever. I have a full time job and this and a part time job.
I'm a full time student.
Yeah,
I'm a full time student.
We know.
You don't have to keep saying.
I know Latin.
Okay. No, he doesn't.
Yes, I do.
He knows partial Latin.
I know, like.
Anyways, Aaron, do you have anything you'd like to start off with?
Well, I did mention we probably want to talk about the lightsaber before.
Yeah, just get that out the way.
So y'all might have heard us talking about lightsaber forms in all of these. We figured we should probably tell y'all what those are, because we've been just kind of putting it off.
Numbers.
Yeah, we just been giving y'all numbers. Except for, like, I don't even know what number. It came out as, like, the Roman numeral for 666. So, there's another one. Circumstance. There's another one out there that's, like, 27-BH.
Yeah, that doesn't really make any sense.
Yeah. But there's seven.
There's seven main forms. Yes.
Seven. Typical lightsaber forms.
This is the first appearance of Professor Aaron.
We don't have the trouble student here.
No.
This is my TA. He's a graduate student.
Yes. So, form one.
You gotta be in pop culture studies last semester. Yeah, I guess I didn't
for that.
Well, I didn't study, so.
Bad boy.
That's how I got through college and graduated with honors. Not studying. Anyways, Aaron.
So, we have the Form 1, known as Shi Cho, also known as the Way of the Sarlacc. This one is highly used by Padawans. It's typically taught to them whenever you see them messing around with tactical homes with, like,
glass shields over the head and a floating ball.
Yeah, or like when they're attacking Darth Vader and dying very quickly.
Just a shell.
We can all just assume it's the director that they were using form one.
Yeah. This is the very basic.
Wide strokes, general blocking. Boring.
It's the fundamentals. It looks very boring. And you typically think that they're not very good in an actual duel. Except for the fact that the master of Shi Cho, the best one that we can know about, is Kit Fisto. Who's one of the best duelists during the time.
Kit Fisto.
You know, I have a theory about him being practitioner of form number one. I think he was just too bro-y to learn another form. He didn't really bother with finding another form. He just chilled.
He just went over. He didn't need to fight. He just went over and smiled at people. He's a bro.
This guy.
I can't. Yeah. I want to make a deal with him.
Yeah, I can't fight him unless you're Dark Sidious.
Dark Sidious had no demons.
Has no demons. He stole.
He disintegrated.
Oh, wow.
For the purposes of this universe,
Boulder
he's on
revolves
the thing.
Did it kill him yet?
No.
It's disappointing.
Sorry.
Anyway, Form 2.
Form
2 is the most diverse of all of the lightsaber forms. It is known as Makashi, or the Way of the...
Way of...
Yasalamiri? Yasalamiri? I don't know if the Y is silent or not.
If the Y is silent, it's Salamiri. If the Y is not silent, it's Yasalamiri.
Yeah. This entire form is based on dueling and only dueling.
What? I'm messing with the pants.
Stop messing.
Sorry.
Makashi is made for... It was made during the Great Jedi and Sith War, so they were... It's dualistic, okay? I don't know. It can do a very wide different of things, such as Darth Maul's fighting style. The Darth Maul is mixed with a couple others. It can
be used like a very specific kind of thing.
No, I was just adapting. I was just showing that this just happened to.
Yeah. The number one Asajj Ventress also.
Continue.
Asajj Ventress also used Form 2. And the number one practitioner of Form 2, and the reason that Ventress used it, is Count Dooku, who is known as the embodiment of Form 2.
Fancy.
Yeah, it completely used his fancy style.
Which the actor was actually.
Yeah, Christopher. You'll find out next week when I have Christopher Lee on the show. Yeah.
I'm here with Christopher Lee, who is dead.
And he rest in peace.
Yes.
But the only weakness to Makashi? Yes, the only... He's an Eternal. Makashi. The only weakness to Makashi... Her weakness?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that much. Sure.
We'll find out in the movie. Hopefully, maybe.
Anyway, Makashi is not made to deflect blaster bolts. So the weakness in it is if you shoot at them enough, they're not trained in it.
You know who else was probably proficient in Form 2?
Colin
Trevorrow.
Because he got shot. The most famous Jedi to have been shot. Thank you very much. Put some respect on his name.
Order 66, okay. Aiden.
Anyway.
Ayla Sakura.
Ayla
Sakura.
What about her?
They kept shooting him.
Anyways, Form 3, Aaron.
Form 3, also known as Sarisu, or the Way of the Minok. My personal favorite.
Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Yes, Obi-Wan Kenobi is the number one practitioner. It's fully based on defense.
Number one in Form 3 and number one in our hearts. Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Yep. It's based on fully defense until there's a clear opening. It also is very light movements, very maintain your stamina during the duel, and try to let your opponent wear themselves out fighting you. And then once they get slow and they can make a mistake, use that opening to very quickly
stab in the
duel.
Back.
they'll typically cut limbs off.
Obi-Wan was the ultimate limb destroyer.
He did cut a lot of limbs off.
He cut off a lot of limbs.
He did. There was that guy on the lobby with you. There was that guy with the thing, the deer. A lot of limbs for this guy.
Talking about like a new hope?
Yeah.
He had a gun.
That guy continues to perplex me.
Which one? The Aquilish that got his arm cut off?
Yeah.
Or the...
He doesn't like you.
Yes, both of them. I love that they showed up in Rogue One, and like they said it again to Jin. It implies that everywhere they go, it's just like,
watch yourself.
You better watch yourself.
I have a death sentence in 14 systems.
I hate
that number always goes up.
I don't know those people.
I can't remember their names either.
What was the point of them?
I spent so much time on Wikipedia.
What was the point of them?
Like Sorto?
In general.
One.
Yes.
To show how rugged and rough in a city of the scum and villainy that planet was, and also to show how efficient a Jedi is. Not just at peacekeeping, but also whenever there's a threat, how quickly they act.
They are the worst characters as well.
That's too bad.
Yeah. Completely pointless.
No, except right above them is his arm.
Why?
With the blood.
The only time the lightsaber cut
to the special effects scenes
on that. The only... Like, they could have fixed that in like, CGI. They could have just taken the blood out, but they chose to leave it in.
No, we gotta mess with Greedo. Gotta mess with the duel between Greedo and Han.
Yeah, that was terrible, too. The updated version of that, because he's, like, Han's head just, like, shifts to the side. Nothing else happens. Like, his body is just like this, and then his head just
goes. His shoulders don't move.
Like, see how my shoulder moves there?
His shoulders didn't. Dude, I admire the amount of, like, control of your muscles to only move your head.
Without moving your
and
shoulders.
Not your shoulders.
It's very impressive.
That casually?
It's impossible.
Yeah, anyway.
So good
other
job.
People that use that are Luminara Unduli. And Darth Zana, Darth Bane's apprentice.
All losers.
Oh, it's also a thing, a Form 3 master has never been killed in a lightsaber duel. Because their defense is that good.
Also because mainly we just see Obi-Wan Kenobi.
He's the main one.
Yeah, he's the main one. And everybody else, they're just
there's even a point where, I don't know, I think it's Legends comic, honestly. I'm not for sure, so it can't open his Dallas. But it said, like, at the height of the Clone Wars, Obi-Wan could walk through a hornet's nest of blaster bolts and reach the end of Hoth.
I mean, he did kind of that sometimes on Clone Wars.
Yeah, he did a lot.
He had the opportunity to do it in the 8th season.
The 8th season is what I just said.
Well, no, it was the 8th season, because Anakin showed up.
7th season.
Whatever the last season
was. There's only 7 seasons.
Whatever the last season was, Anakin showed up and, like, was over them, and they were, like,
he did
the
Han Solo thing.
Yeah.
I think his shoulders moved, too.
Like, we don't like that.
Yeah.
Well, his was real, so that's the difference.
He's Anakin.
Well, I mean, there's also the part where Han, like, steps on Jabba's tail. Yeah, where he just goes, like...
Yeah,
like that.
It's like you're playing Snake.
It took me a long time in my life to figure out that Jabba was not always that slow thing.
You're always confused why he was so weird getting up onto his
tail. It was also the whole, like, Han referred to him as a human at some point in that conversation, and I was like, that guy's really not a human.
He's a slug man.
That guy is a slug.
Big slug.
What a weird thing to say. Anyways, Aaron, next.
Form 4.
Form 4.
Also known as Ataru, or the Way of the Hawkbat.
Yes. Come on, man.
It's not messing with the pins.
How many... a hawkbat?
A hawkbat?
Yes.
What do you think?
It's just like a bird.
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah.
But also a bat.
So is it a giant bat with feathers?
I think Avatar, how they... You know, like, Last Airbender, when all the animals were a mixture of two? Except for the bear, and they thought that was really weird.
Yes.
There's, like, the lion ducks.
I think so. I'm gonna be honest. No, when you said Avatar, I went to the blue.
Yeah, that's why I said Last Airbender.
Because you did... There are those flying things in Disney's Avatar. Yeah, the banshees that have, like, four wings. So that's what I was going... thought you were going with.
Things are cool.
Where you got, like, the feathered wings in the front and then, like, the bat leather wings.
I'm saying,
in the back.
Like, think of Last Airbender where there's two animals
that
like,
makes
spliced
me feel,
together.
That makes me feel better
than
the feathered, like, Greek mythology, feathered wings in the back, bat wings in the front or whatever.
Greek mythology or reading?
I mean, like,
typically
look
they
like
have
a
human
chimera,
words.
Aaron.
A chimera?
Yeah, or it's just like, whatever piece of that animal is from another animal, it looks like that animal. Like, they don't have, like, the same skin or feathers or whatever throughout.
I mean,
it's like,
chimera
it's like
the body
like
of
it's like a dinosaur vegetable mineral man. Or his, like, his arm and,
I'll
and
give
his,
you that.
This half of his body is, like, dinosaur scaled, right? And then he's got that human part and then he's got, like, the vegetation.
No, it's a... mineral, remember?
Yeah,
because that mineral arm, vegetation arm,
human body, and dinosaur head.
Yeah, velociraptor head.
So you know how like this arm, this entire arm is like minerals.
Yeah.
Yeah, and this entire arm is vegetables.
You're, okay,
yeah, so that's what I'm imagining.
You
could have
chosen
this,
a better monster from
thing.
Greek mythology.
In the chimera.
You could have thought of like, I don't know, the Minotaur.
How about the, is the...
The chimera is like four animals.
Is the manticore?
That's
yeah. Yeah, so
that
kind of thing.
It terrifies me.
Yeah.
Don't.
It's not
monster
onward.
Sleeps. Monster
it's
sleep.
Not the same as all.
No.
Not at all.
Or just
four
thinking about it.
They got a sparrow bat thing.
No. This one is possibly used by the most people, like widely known people that I have, that you can think about. This is known. Uses primarily light attacks, a lot of acrobatics. Everything's force assisted, so you'll see them jumping around a lot and trying to get momentum over like.
Yeah,
force.
If somebody is already jumping into your mind, you're probably right.
Like a frog?
Ketamine frog?
Yeah. But they don't have. Its weakness is that it has little defense.
Is that a pun? Little.
You know, I was more thinking about. I was foreshadowing to one of the people that got
right.
Yoinked by this.
No. Qui-Gon?
Yep. Qui-Gon Jinn is one of the more reserved Form 4 fighters, and his lack of defense is what made him unprepared
right.
to fight Maul alone.
Wins championships.
Also, Obi-Wan Kenobi used Form 4 up until that battle. Where he saw that his master died from his lack of defense. And then
he
went
decided to go full defense.
All in on
I
defense.
I will now become the master of the defense.
I didn't see enough defense in the first duel.
Obi-Wan Kenobi's nickname should be Minister of Defense now.
He's the head of the Department of Defense.
Yes. Anything defense
I would,
related.
I would trust him with the Department of Defense.
Yeah.
He's better than whoever we have now.
I don't know who it is.
I don't know who it is.
Yeah,
I don't know anything about
know.
Them. It just would be better as Obi-Wan.
I'm 22. You think I know who that is?
No.
Exactly.
But I'm in college. You think I
am? Yeah. You have, are you ready to move on to the part?
Also.
But you're a history major. You should know.
I'm not a poli sci major. This is the modern
name,
day.
Aaron.
I have an ancient
Aaron,
history
look
major.
Look at me. Look at me. Look at me. Name one minister of defense in our history. Or, they're not called minister of defense,
no.
But you know what I'm talking about.
Knox. He was the Secretary of War, but it's the closest thing.
It doesn't exist anymore.
It's the closest analogy to
what's
his defense.
Oh.
He was the...
What is his first and middle name?
Middle name? He only went by Henry Knox.
Okay, and what is something that he's more known for? Like, what branch of the military is he known for?
Well, he's more known for Fort Knox.
So the army, then?
Sure, maybe.
Dude, okay, so side note, complete, utter side note, like way side note. You know who doesn't get enough respect in this world?
Which world? Talking about
our
fictional
world.
Worlds.
Our world.
Earth.
that Prussian guy.
Oh, Baron von Stoden?
Yes.
Huh. He has a parade in Ferris Bueller. I know because the parade's on the same day as my birthday. So.
That guy deserves mad respect.
Got kicked out of Prussia because he was homosexual.
They generally never actually confirmed that. And it's just a rumor.
I would like to think it's true for the...
Yes. But it was never actually confirmed. It was just strongly, I believe,
yeah,
to be the case.
And then showed up and was just like, hey, get your army together.
Fine, I'll do it myself.
Yeah, and then he did it.
And then, yeah, the man gets... He's often forgotten about in American history.
Single-handedly trained the Revolutionary Army.
Yeah. It at a...
Valley Forge.
Valley Forge. Mad respect to that man.
Yeah.
Alright.
Also, people who use Form 4. The other two big ones are Yoda, Bogan Kenobi, and Ahsoka Tano. But you'll see, if you look at her when she's, especially when she's younger in the Clone Wars, she will typically jump behind the combatant she's fighting. Or like dive underneath them, but she'll switch sides on the combatant so that they have to fight from several fronts.
I mean, that always works in like Mortal Kombat and stuff.
Yeah. So, Form 5. Known as Chien or Jimbo, Jimso, or the Way of the Crate Dragon. It's
nice.
Using your physicality on the other person
is way better than that hawk bat. I just can't get over that. Okay. Still got that image in my head. Do you think its head is like a bird, or is it like a bat?
We'll look it up once
we're done. Like a little like mongoose thing.
Look it up once we're done with the lightsabers.
Okay. Mongoose.
Anyway, it's completely offensive. You use very strong attacks, basically try to force your person back. If you're thinking of anybody, you're thinking of Anakin Skywalker and Darth Vader.
No, you mean he's not.
Yeah. Anakin Skywalker, Darth Vader, Luke Skywalker, because that's the form that he was most familiar with.
You may be seeing these as the more powerful of the characters.
Yeah. Pretty much the Skywalker.
What are you going to do? Can't get that.
Whatever it did focus on offense more than Form 4, but mostly it did focus on defense more than Form 4. Apology. But typically, whenever it was doing defense, it was counterattacks. Aiming a blaster bolt directly back at the opponent. Yes.
Like a beam. Reflecting.
Like the refractors on Bison.
That is extremely specific.
Yep.
Only the ones on bicycles.
Yep.
The other ones
don't work. None of the other ones. The other ones would burn to a crisp. But if you shoot
those ones on the bicycles,
if you use a blaster and you shoot at the refractor on a bicycle,
not,
you just signed your
do
own.
Do not recommend.
You signed your own will.
Do not. Would not recommend. Don't do that.
Oh.
It's kind of dangerous.
Form 6. Hayden's favorite. Also known as Juyo. The Way of the Vornskr.
I've heard them say it in the movies and stuff before.
Yeah. This one is all about moderation.
Moderation.
This is like its most lifestyle diplomatic. You basically try to avoid a duel in the first place. But it's very all around. Use everything pretty much. That it's just really focused on not getting into that position in the first place.
I just really don't want to be here.
Darth Maul was trained in it, actually, which is weird to me. The biggest person, the most famous person that used it was X-Ar Kun, which is it's weird that Sith used it. Most Jedi use it.
Well, it's like, for the Sith, it's probably like, don't make me do it. As all it, using this force makes me sick.
Darth Bane used it. It
takes me away.
He used Form 5 more, but he used Form 6.
He gets away part of my soul every single time.
I was on the other wrong one.
I was about to say.
Retract what I said. I was looking ahead at Form 7.
This guy.
I was weird. I was just wondering. It's known as Form 6, Nemon, Way of the... So Form 7. Also,
wait, who uses Form 6?
Exarchun.
Okay.
Dark
just
Maul,
making sure.
Bane.
Just making sure you didn't get that part wrong,
got
too.
Got that part right. Form 7.
Yeah, sure.
Juyo, the Way of the Vornster. This one is all out. I'm going to ruin your day.
Anger.
It's basically tapping into the dark side in a fully aggressive way. The number one most powerful, most proficient user in this was Mace Windu. And he's one of the founders. Is Apprentice Depibalaba. Also used it as well, but in close quarters fighting, she preferred Form 3.
All the defense.
Yeah. That's also the canonical reason for the purple lightsaber. And somebody else that used this, it hasn't been confirmed, but it's been highly postulated by people watching the movies, is Kylo Ren.
That makes sense to me.
This is also supposed to be the hardest of the lightsaber forms to learn.
Because
it's very side. Yeah, it's very dark side, and it's also very intricate. You can't mess up when you use it. Or else you're gone. Also, Sidious used this, but Sidious is also well-formed in all of them.
You know who else knows all of these?
The Grand Inquisitor.
Magna Guards.
They know none of
them. They know all of them. I told you this. They were trained in all seven of them. Were you not listening?
I already had the video of Anakin destroying four Magna Guards. I wasn't paying attention.
Do you have anything else to say?
You can look up a hot bat now.
Yes, do that.
While we're doing that, Aaron, I believe I asked you a question before we started here.
Jesus Christ, that is terrifying.
Dude, it's like a dinosaur bird. It's a pterodon.
Where's
but
its
with
eye?
An evil head. That's that is its eye.
Is the green thing its eye?
Yeah, that's its eye.
Don't like that at all. You know, just the fact that they're named hawk bats means that there are hawks and bats in the Star Wars universe.
Yep, the fact that it's named a hawkbat means it's also a bird of prey.
Meaning what is that? How big do you think that thing is?
No, it's not too big. It shows a picture here of Clones fighting it. It doesn't look too big. They don't look to be that big.
Is that a baseball bat?
Yeah. It says ad, but it's just a baseball bat. My phone just wanted to give me a baseball bat. I don't know. It's
one compared to a human.
I'm assuming it's about the size of a hawk. And a bat, which you can say probably as big as your hand goes at all. It also means
what
it swoops down.
What is that bird thing on the planet with Yoda? On Dagobah? Oh.
Which one?
The one that
there were like four of them.
And they're like, what's into the mist?
Four.
Okay.
I don't
disregard my question.
I don't want to look it up.
What's that bird thing on Dagobah? Aaron, I asked you a question before we started recording. Do you remember what that question was?
No.
Okay. I asked you if somebody came up, or if you asked somebody who their favorite superhero was. This is changing the subject, if you couldn't tell. Mm-hmm. If you asked them who their favorite superhero was,
and they answered, which superhero or comic book character that can be construed as a superhero would you think of as a red flag immediately?
Lex Luthor.
And again, I said superhero,
or
somebody that people could see as a superhero.
Sometimes he's
nobody
hilarious.
Thinks he's a superhero.
He's also, dude, some people like him as a, think he's the best superhero. That's a red flag for me.
who's the best supervillain?
Best supervillain?
Yeah.
Or how about who is the best villain in it? All of pop culture. Who is it? Who's the best? Who's your number one villain?
I can't choose. I don't like villains as much. The
you
only
don't,
villain
you don't
that I like
respect
more than a hero,
any villain?
The only hero... Oh, I respect several of them. The only villain I like more than any of the heroes is Soundwave. From Transformers.
Soundwave is the most, like, neutral of the...
He's also, like...
The old Sideways. Sideways. Soundwave, not the new one, not the Mercedes one, the one from
that one was
the one that was the jukebox.
Yeah, Yeah, the
Mercedes he was a cool one. Dude.
Mercedes one was cool.
He was cool. I like the old Cybertronian sound wave.
Yeah,
but the new one kind of ruins the character for him
because he was terrible. Venom is my favorite, but he's my favorite personal villain.
Mm.
But that's also because he has redeemable qualities and sometimes becomes a anti-hero and like anti-Venom. And like, yeah. So,
I mean, I'd say in all of pop culture, I think the best villain for their superhero is either obviously the Joker for Batman. Only for Batman, right?
Because they're made for
each other. Or Green Goblin.
Spider-Man. Because that's basically his Joker.
Or even Dr. Octopus.
I feel like Dr. Octopus is...
Because of the personal relationship that Peter Parker had with Doc Ock before he became a villain.
Yeah, they're close. And sometimes even so close they share the light.
Superior Spider.
Yeah. It also depends on what villain you want. You want a relatable villain?
I want a villain
who's deep. You want a villain that's just above the hero?
Do you want
a villain that's larger than life?
I don't want Joe Chill, okay?
This is just a guy for the gun.
Yeah, I want somebody who has a backstory or like some mystery involved.
What about Sauron?
Sauron's pretty good. Yeah. Sauron has a mad backstory. Like, his backstory is amazing, right?
Yeah.
It's very deep, very fleshed out. Yeah. I like the backstory.
See it in the TV show.
I hope so. Because that was the rumor. He was supposed to be an elf, right?
Yeah, he can change form because he's like Gandalf. Apparently. I followed this guy on TikTok.
did you see the things that said that he was supposed to be hot in this one? Is that what
you
saw?
Yeah, he's supposed to be hot in the TV show. Because he changes, he's immortal and he changes his form. I can't remember their name, but shout out to that guy.
Yeah.
That explained this.
Great TikToks.
Describes himself as the obscure Lord of the Ring fact guy on TikTok.
Yeah.
And explained that he, during this time, he's an elf, so he can explain to get the elves to make the rings. So he's going to look hot.
Yeah. But anyways, yeah, Sauron's pretty good.
Yeah.
If
you want a big villain that just can't be beat, an unstoppable force, then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a hard question.
What about Megatron and Optimus?
The rivalry?
Yeah.
I like the rivalry, but no, it is kind of because we were like kind of clues that they were used to be friends.
Yeah.
Or like best friends, like really tight.
It's not like as deep as Joker and
Batman. Because
those two need
or each even other. Harry Osborn.
Yeah,
and Spider-Man.
Or Norman Osborn, Spider-Man.
Well, Harry's the worst Green Goblin
because he's his best friend.
But he has a more close relationship with Peter Parker. That's the only reason I said that is because the close relationship like turns against each other. How about Doctor Strange and Mordo?
That one's a kind of a... I feel like that's what Optimus and Megatron are like made to be. Like that, we get the full backstory of what Optimus and Megatron were kind of... Because they were on the same side and they broke off.
The problem with Transformers is that the Decepticons are just pointy versions of the Autobots.
With a purple logo.
Yeah, think about it like this. Take Bumblebee, even Cybertronian Bumblebee.
Give them some points instead of curves. Yeah.
They're the same thing. Okay? Look at Optimus Prime.
Look at Air Raid versus Star
Spray. Is square. Megatron is the same size, but pointy.
A bit pointy.
Yeah.
He is pretty square.
Doesn't too. Want third worker. Oh my goodness. I'm gonna get myself back. Okay, but yeah, Decepticons are just pointy versions of Autobots.
Yes. Dude, look at Air Raid versus Starscream.
That makes it hard to have, like, great villains.
Also, nobody would... In the beginning, for this era of Transformers, nobody was getting on there for, like, the original TV show. Mm-hmm. No one was getting on there for the backstory.
No.
They were getting on there because they were cool robots. I still get on there for some cool robots.
Yeah. Except for the part where they put humans in Transformer suits. And then they tell the suit to transform... And then it just, like, spins immediately.
You know how Ratchet spins in... whatever. You know how Ratchet spins in Transformers 1 from 2007? Where he, like...
The best of the Transformers
He spins on his spine.
Yeah, he does. Like, Yeah. He makes that in, like, I can only, too.
I made a joke once, or in, like, that, not, that cartoon movie Rip Hot Rod of Transformers, where the kid, like, transform! And then he spun like that. And I can't unhear it. It's just like, transform!
Every time we watch that movie.
That's all I can think about now.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think. What is another pop culture thing? Like, what? Like we got superheroes. The Night King from Game of Thrones. Well, we don't really know his motivation really, other than just
he's kill an people. Unstoppable force.
Just kill people.
Yeah.
He's right. He's
the unstoppable force.
Though. Doesn't make him a good villain.
Makes him like almost Sauron kind of villain. If J.R.R. Tolkien wasn't like. God.
Okay. The point is that Lex Luthor is not a great character.
No.
Okay. He's
what's
not
a red flag? No, you haven't told me.
My red flag?
Yeah.
Somebody tells me that their favorite character is Iron Man. I'm just going to say that you haven't read any comic books and you just like Iron Man because of the movies.
Or you're
which is fine.
Or you're an alcoholic, which is also fine.
Which is fine. Because that's your prerogative. But if we're going to talk about like deep in comic books and stuff, your favorite character is Iron Man, then I don't know. Because he was purposely made so that nobody would like him.
He was made as a dare. So, I can also respect if you like Iron Man because of why he was made as a dare to make somebody completely unlikable and then make somebody like him. I can respect if you like him for that.
Hmm.
But yeah, he's generally just made to not be a likable person.
I saw, this is coming from a TikTok that I saw earlier today when I was waiting on them to get to dinner. It was a guy who was like, this is what I think when you tell me, or these are my red flag superheroes or whatever. And he gave off a whole list, and mine was actually on there. It was it's Moon Knight. And he said, if this is your favorite character, seek medical help immediately. So.
What were the other one?
Others like Iron Man and Doctor Strange. He said that people that like Doctor Strange like Doctor Strange for the same reason people like Iron Man. Just that he looks cool.
He is
on top of it.
He does look cool.
He has a good look, not gonna lie.
Yeah. An unstoppable force, but a good guy.
Yeah.
Especially if you want it.
Yeah. Have you finally watched it?
No, I haven't.
Come on.
That's from Instagram. All of my information about the season finale of What If came from Instagram.
Hank Pym.
As a villain?
No, I'm just...
Or is this in general?
Yeah.
I mean, also, just because he's basically a villain?
Yeah, because he's done so many questionable things.
All of the stuff in the MCU that Iron Man did, Hank Pym did in the comics.
And then he did more.
And then, yeah, then more. Hank Pym's a messed up character, dude.
Yeah.
Messed up.
Your yellow flag would be your favorite character. Rubber Man? The GC character? The comic relief? Basically, we're talking about
you're talking about the one that Silver Surfer was riding on top of?
Oh, Surfer.
Oh, what's his name?
Plastic Man? Yes, Plastic Man.
That was my screensaver for a long time.
Yes. If you choose him as your favorite of all of them, I can't tell if you're comic relief or whether I should be worried to be around you.
Because that.
He's done some
weird
questionable
character.
He's done some questionable things too. A weird character.
Let's see. Aaron, what else do you have to talk about?
Well,
he has a list.
Because if I can't have a notebook, I'm going to have a list.
Okay.
So, how about that Eternal release then?
Oh. Okay, wait. I can one-up you, Aaron. How about finally getting an actor to play Adam Warlock?
Oh, yeah. Finally. Where did I...
He's
that guy
from
famous for?
The Millers, the meme. You know, you guys are getting paid.
You guys are getting paid.
Yeah, he kind of looks like Sid from Toy Story 1.
A little bit, yeah. I thought you were talking about.
Oh, that reminds me. Do you know where? You want to guess where he became famous?
Right.
The actor. He became famous. In his breakout movie was the third Chronicles of Narnia movie. Yeah, there were three of them. I didn't know there
the
was
one no one watched?
The one with the boat.
There's a boat?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, the one where there's like a boat and stuff.
You're lying to me.
No, I'm not. I guarantee you. I looked it up. And I was like, I don't remember watching this movie at all.
I remember there was one. I remember there was the first one. That was the great one. I remember that there was right a one there. About a prince.
That one right there.
What is this? Voyage of the Dawn Treader?
Yeah. Yeah. That one. Gah!
So much lying imagery in it. Is that a smiling? I don't like that. Just a smiling mouse.
I think he has human teeth.
I thought it was a meerkat.
He's standing like
would a meerkat be better?
It's like Puss in Boots.
Oh,
it's a mouse.
It is. It does.
I think he has human teeth. Like that.
But the Eternals, Aaron. I'm excited for the Eternals.
Oh, dude. The more stuff I see about the Eternals, the more I want to know about it. Because I don't know. Like I said earlier, I don't know much about them.
It's the second longest MCU movie.
It's right under Endgame. I'm very excited for that. It has so much to explain.
It does. America is great. It has so much to explain about where they've been, what they've been doing, where the Black Knight sword is.
Did you hear that they confirmed Black Knight? The producer confirmed Black Knight will not be in the movie. He'll be just in with it. But that also kind of feels like...
hold on. So Dane Whitman is the Black Knight.
He won't have the sword, is what he's saying.
Or he should be called the Black Knight.
That also, that kind of smells of like when the Kang actor said he wasn't going to be in Loki.
Kang wasn't in Loki.
And like Andrew Garfield saying he's not going to be in No Way Home. I don't trust anybody anymore.
Dude, No Way Home is so secretive that fans' posters are being used in theaters.
Yeah. There is a debate whether they were going to have us going cold.
Yeah, I heard a rumor they weren't going to give us a trailer at all.
Yeah. I wouldn't believe that more than all
like 2 days.
Yeah. Like, there were trailer rumors every day.
It's got to be one of the more secretive movies to come out ever.
Doctor Strange too.
Yeah. Well, I mean, think about like
you've heard nothing.
Usually, when a movie comes out, there's trailers, there's advertising campaigns, there's everything, right?
Yeah.
This comes out in 65 days from time recording. There's
been a Funko Pop release.
There's been a Funko Pop release, but nothing.
And a trailer.
It's like a couple Funkos.
Yeah.
Nothing. It's like released to spoil.
It showed his suits.
That's it.
Yeah.
All right, and then you got one trailer, and that's it.
And then everything else is leaks and rumors.
And you know what? It doesn't matter. Because they're going to sell millions of dollars worth of tickets in this movie. Easily. Yeah. Hundreds of millions of dollars.
Oh, yeah.
On opening weekend for a movie that nobody has seen a trailer for.
Yeah. I do that. Didn't it surpass Endgame?
No, it was Avatar. Oh, the trailer?
Yeah,
it did. I thought you were talking about like pre-sale movie tickets.
No.
Because Avatar did, and that movie will come out the next year.
Yeah.
Also, there's no trailer for that either. And I'm not going to go, I don't think I'm going to go watch it. I'm not going to wait. Like, I watched Avatar, the original one, when it came out, and I didn't watch it for like 7 years.
And then and then when you watch it again, you're just like, wait, this is just the quote-unquote Indian Wars from the 1870s.
Yeah, this is just... It was just the United States versus the Native Americans.
Yeah. That's all it was.
That's all it was, but they were blue.
Yeah. It also was playing on the Zulu Wars.
Yeah, there was a lot of, like, for...
It was just indigenous peoples versus colonizers.
Yeah, it was...
That movie.
It was okay.
It was great.
It was striking.
It's a good movie.
Visuals were striking, but yeah. So was Life of Pi. Yeah.
I think I do like the visuals. I do like the storytelling. It's just, yeah. It just struck me for how clear of an allegory it was about the indigenous versus colonized.
When you get older.
Yeah. And then you know things, and then you're like, wait.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, I liked Avatar because it looked so good. Hmm. But so does Life of Pi.
Yeah.
You know, so does Endgame.
I mean, Avatar looks better than the CW Flash.
We were talking about this at dinner. CW's animation is terrible.
It's not Marvel.
It is so bad.
It's not Disney endorsed.
Okay. It is so bad.
It can tell good stories, but it's not funded by massive studios.
It is funded by massive studios.
Not directly.
But it's like the CGI in The Flash and Stargirl was terrible. Doom Patrol was slightly better, but it was still bad.
Well, that's not CW, is it?
No, but it's made by the same people.
Well, still, they have better budget. Plus, most of that stuff was practical. Until it ended.
Doom Patrol?
Dude, most of it's practical until it's so outlandish you don't even need to act like it's in the same
place. Dude, there was a donkey. Remember what happened to the donkey?
Remember what happened in the donkey?
Exactly. That was donkey.
No, I think you mean
donkey.
Yeah, either way.
Where were we? I don't remember. Out of the Eternals?
I'm excited for the movie. Because mostly, I don't know anything about the Eternals. I haven't read any of their comics. And I'm super excited when I don't know anything about any of the characters, though.
It's been a while.
Yeah. The last time that happened was Guardians of the Galaxy.
Would you say that's... This is obviously not going to be the case, but is that the most anticipated Marvel thing that you want to hear? Something the most, like, thing that Marvel's coming out with that you're looking forward to the most?
There's no way at all.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah.
My answer is Moon Knight. The TV show.
Of course. Right. We also can't forget about Hawkeye. Which we've also...
I mean, I'll watch it. I'm not waiting for it.
I liked that run of Hawkeye that they're basing it off of, so yeah. I'm really excited for that.
I mean, I'm not waiting on the edge of my seat for that TV show to come out. When it comes out, I'll watch it. But it's like...
I'm on the edge of my seat waiting for the Rogers version.
About Kenobi.
I'm waiting diligently. Also, Thor Love and Thunder and Kenobi, I am waiting so that I can immediately buy a pop from
me.
I'm going to pre-order everything.
Well, I'm excited for Kenobi because there's the Darth Vader fight.
So Darth Vader's going to be... Let's not go with that.
Why would they put Darth Vader in there and then not fight?
So he looks intimidating. That's what they did the entire original trilogy. Darth Vader was not supposed to know that Obi-Wan was alive. So there's probably going to be an Inquisitor fight.
In... any live-action thing Darth Vader's been in.
A lightsaber turns on, yes.
Okay. Does he ever do anything that like what he does in the comics?
Maybe Rogue One.
Rogue One. But any other time he's in a movie, he is just there to be intimidating for the most part. He's like 7 feet tall, all black, red lightsaber cape. You know, he's the total
very
package.
Loud breathing.
He's the total package.
He is a total package.
He is. He's just there to be intimidated.
For the most part. I would say I'm also looking forward to the next Black Panther movie. Just because I want to see what they're going to do.
Yeah.
Also, I heard that Namor was supposed to be in it. And Doctor Doom. I've heard both.
Yeah. Because it's Kings.
I haven't.
If you ask Doctor Doom, he'll say he's a dog.
If you add Namor,
dude, that would be... You gotta admit, that would be pretty dope if God King Doom eventually showed up.
The Russo said the only Marvel movie they'd work on again would be Secret War 2015, which is where God King Doom is.
God King Doom.
Also, if you add Namor, then he's gonna act like he's a god.
Maybe.
That's a red flag.
If you like Namor,
it's
I will
a
not
bit
be,
of a red flag.
I will not be talking.
Because Namor... is a terrible dude.
Hate him.
He is the worst. So satisfying.
I don't remember who beat him last year.
I remember...
but I loved it.
Yeah. I remember a scene that I found where Captain Marvel punched him so hard there was like an air bubble that exploded half of Atlantis. And it's just like, ha ha ha, you think that's all you can... That's all you can do? And then pointed behind him and turned around and then she won't hit it again.
Oh, she won't finish up. Yeah, she got a TV show. Yeah. Yeah, it's She-Hulk like messed him up.
Yeah. Love it.
Hate him one. Hate him.
Wait.
Dude.
Wait. Mahershala Ali.
We haven't heard much about it.
Well, too. it's still in like they announced it, but it's like they have pre-development.
Yeah. I want Bad Batch back.
What Bad Batch?
Oh, Mandalorian started filming today for season 3. Filming today for us.
See,
filming like 2 weeks
ago. As the date of recording. Yeah. Are they taking Mandalorian back?
I don't know. If they're gonna be trying to take Mandalore back, Ben's just gonna be in the corner crying constantly.
Because he don't have any Grogu.
He doesn't have a baby anymore. He sent him off to boarding school.
He's kind of like the worst boarding school.
There are worse boarding schools.
Yeah, that boarding school got burned down.
There are worse boarding... Dude, the X-Men Mansion gets burned down every year.
That's true.
Yeah, they have to build it.
Called spring cleaning.
Have
some decorum.
Book of Boba Fett, I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah. I feel like that's just not a gangster thing.
Yeah.
It's taking over the criminal underworld.
That's not the one about that.
I'm running out of things to
come. Maybe Cad Bane will be.
No, I hope not. You can imagine the live action Cad Bane.
I know what a Durham's looks like.
I don't want it.
Are you gonna get the Guardians of the Galaxy game here?
If you can get it, okay. I feel like that got announced relatively late. I don't know if that's just because I wasn't paying attention.
There was announcements like a long time ago that it was coming out.
Yeah.
But I didn't. I never really thought, like, hey, I want that. If I would buy like a PS5. But I would buy like a PS5 version of like Ultimate Alliance.
Yeah.
A bunch of different characters.
Yeah.
Moon Knight specifically.
You just want to play Moon Knight.
I just want to play as Moon Knight.
Just play, buy Lego Marvel Superheroes and play as Moon Knight.
I already did.
I did this.
I'll just play like Arkham Knight. And then pretend it's Moon Knight.
Just get Batman in a white suit.
Yeah, it's like, Batman is basically real. Moon Knight.
Who am I?
What do you got? You got anything else on your magical list?
No.
We're gonna have to tape him.
Yeah, we will.
Aaron, favorite pop culture thing go? Like, world, universe.
This can be a choice between my children.
My children.
You can also just pick up my mic.
Lord of the Rings.
For you?
No, for you.
Are you guessing?
Yeah.
Why? Why would you think it's Lord of the Rings?
Is it
dumb?
I love Lord of the Rings.
Not,
but not as much as other people. It's a great world building, but I'm just not a big fantasy person. Than other people though.
Marvel.
It's a constant mess. It's not, the world building hasn't been fully established in such a way.
DC.
Same problem.
Oh, we forgot to mention the bisexual Superman.
Oh, yeah. On the cat coming out as bisexual.
Yep.
Yeah. Love to see it.
I don't think it should be as big a deal as it is.
Yeah.
Well, if he's bisexual, he's bisexual. It don't matter.
Are there people angry about it?
I'm sure there is, dude. Are you kidding me? I remember when there was a black Spider-Man?
People got married.
Now Miles is like one of the best and most beloved characters.
Of all time, yeah.
Get over yourselves.
Yeah.
Get over yourselves.
Yeah, you're probably preaching.
I know. No, it's a poem.
You're freaking the audience.
Okay, listen, audience people. If you're mad about a bisexual Superman, if you're mad about a black Spider-Man, if you're mad about anything like that, inclusivity, etc. I don't care. I don't care that you broke your elbow. Move on.
Probably appreciate
it. Grow up.
I like to
see Star Wars in this Star Wars. Yes, just making sure. Oh, I remember. This is like
all over the place.
Mine is
You got it.
Which are Transformers.
Cybertron?
Yeah. But just because, like, there's always more of them, and it takes place in this world. It takes place on Earth. Because it
doesn't take place in this world.
I like it because it's like, it takes place...
The terrain stuff is like an idealized version of this world.
Every shot of a planet in Star Wars was shot on Earth.
Yeah, but it's like, it's the best parts of Earth. It's idealized.
Sometimes you gotta remember that. That every planet in Star Wars was shot somewhere on Earth.
Yeah, but it's like...
Which is pretty cool.
And sometimes... It's like a small part of the terrain was shot on Earth as like an idealized proportion and a really, really beautiful part of Earth, and then they expand it, and that's the entire planet.
I like Transformers because I could see the car I drive as a Transformer.
What's your favorite planet in Transformers?
Cybertron.
Not Earth.
Not the moon.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
I like Earth.
It's safe. There's organic stuff here.
Yeah, Earth is good. Like
plants.
Earth.
I like plants.
I have one last thing that I just remembered that I wanted to ask you about.
Yes.
What is something else other than pop culture you are interested in?
Rome.
Alright, so much so I'm doing answer for him. What? You were supposed to say paranormality.
Oh, we're segueing into that?
Yes.
Sure.
Do you like ghost hunting and stuff?
I don't want to do it, but I have watched all of Lesbian and Saul. If that's your question.
I like it when they're transparent.
Like the ghosts?
No.
That's most of the time, right? Yeah.
I do like it when they're transparent.
I like it when the ghost respects the fact that I'm going to freak out if I ever see it. And just doesn't appear so that we can just live in civility.
Would you ever go
ghost hunting?
Would you ever go ghost hunting for the YouTube?
Probably.
For the views.
Probably.
I would. If you want me to go ghost hunting and drag him along, just let me know.
We've coined it before. Coined a full thing. A full design for a show.
Terrifying. It's a terrible idea.
Okay, so we both go in there, right? We both have cameras.
Yes.
Us and however many people we have.
Yeah.
Whenever you see something, you leave. You see something out of that or hear something out of nature, you leave. Last person in there
loses.
Has to stay in there alone for a certain amount of time.
Until somebody goes and gets them.
Yeah.
Basically. So if you don't see anything or hear anything, or if you just don't notice,
this is terrible.
You're just in that place.
Dude, what if none of us actually
ends? Well, then it's not sufficiently haunted.
Then we're just chilling.
Exactly. It's over when the sun comes up.
The sun comes up.
Yes,
bro. I cannot make it past 12.
I don't know what to tell you, Aaron. Go ahead and see a ghost.
I am one of those people that has to fall asleep when the night comes. Like, I have to.
This is not true.
I'm in bed by
12. He used to watch BuzzFeed Unsolved at like 2 in the morning. Yes, you did. He told me about it.
I've never stayed up until 2 in the morning willingly.
If you want us to go do that, just let us know.
BuzzFeed Unsolved up until midnight, and then I immediately went to bed.
So if you want us to go like hang out in an abandoned old decrepit building and bring some of our friends and then force them to hang out in there with us.
Try to convince our friends to come with us.
Just let us know. Comments are open.
That wasn't the point of bringing this up.
No. What was the point of me bringing it up? We talked about it right before we started filming.
Yes. Have you ever read a creepypasta, Hayden?
Yes. I used to listen to a podcast that like read creepypastas. Most of them are like outlandish.
Have you gone on creepypasta?
Yes. Most of them don't scare me because they're like outlandish.
Yeah. A lot of
ridiculous.
Okay, I've read...
The one you're about to talk about does freak me out.
Imagine you were 10 years old. I was going around...
Dude, I'm already there. What are you talking?
I was going around on the internet, and I am naive as a 20-year-old.
Wait, hold on. You... Oh. podcast.
People.
You used to watch creepypastas when you were, like, young?
No. That's the point of this. I accidentally found this. I was going around on the internet. I was going on a dive into history. And then something popped up that I saw that said Russian sleep experiment on YouTube. And I thought it was going to be a little, like, I thought it was going to be talking about something that actually happened.
Well, it may have actually happened. That's the whole thing.
The whole deal is
that it may have happened.
It's a creepypasta that's supposed to be framed as it might have happened, but it clearly did not happen. If you read the creepypasta, you know it did not happen.
Could have happened.
But I watched the video, going into it, thinking that they were talking about a real thing. I didn't even know creepypasta was a thing yet. So I didn't know horror stories were that vivid at that point in my life. I'm very naive now. I was especially naive then.
That was a different time that was.
Yeah, I was terrified. So terrified, this is the first time Hayden's ever hearing of it.
Yes. Yes, it is.
I'm still so terrified. I've never listened to that or read that story again. I've never been on Creepypasta until recently. And,
Why did you go on Creepypasta recently?
I was curious.
Oh.
Curious, you
what's
know?
New on here?
Everything's new. I haven't read these.
Oh, wow. Better get started.
I went on a deep dive on Creepypasta.
This is a terrible place
read to read the deep original diving. Slenderman.
That was like an art contest, right?
That originally.
Yeah.
And
then some like girls murdered or tried to murder Slenderman.
Attempted murder. Yeah. One of them's getting released.
There's a whole like bunch of documentaries and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, one of them's getting released and will be on patrol until she's 37.
Parole.
Yeah, on parole.
He meant parole.
Yeah, she'll be on parole until she's 37.
You know how justice works.
Yeah, I just don't know how talk it works.
He doesn't.
But yeah, I still remember, if you say the words of that creepypasta to me, I will remember what it is. Like, I heard it in a trailer for a YouTube thing, and they said words out of context. And part of me just stood up and said, they're talking about the Russian sleep experiment.
Dude, the Russian sleep experiment creepypasta is a well-written creepypasta.
It is
pretty good. It is low-key pretty good.
You're also supposed to have made or will make a Russian sleep experiment movie.
It better be rated R. I don't want nobody holding back on that.
Also, this picture is attached to it.
It's a spinning wheel of death.
Not again.
Aaron has shown me a picture of a spinning wheel and said that was terrifying.
It is terrifying.
So that's what you should know about Aaron when it comes to scary things.
I'm scared of circles.
He's scared of circles. Oh, by the way, I forgot to mention for that whole, like, us going and exploring
some haunted place. We live fairly close to a pretty famous one. That was a terrifying picture you just showed me.
Yep.
I don't like that at all.
That got showing up out of nowhere.
Don't like that at all.
Again, I thought this was a historical thing, and then that showed up.
And do you know which place I'm referring to? Would you go hang out there for a night?
I wouldn't go hang out there during the day.
Why not?
I wouldn't go there during the day. Because I don't want to mess with demons.
Dude, I've seen it. I've driven past it. It's not that bad.
You've driven past it, huh?
It's right across the street from my high school.
You've driven past it.
The demon goat bridge.
Have you seen Stephen King?
The demon goat bridge.
And the old Altman bridge.
Yes, in Denton, Texas.
Dude, you've driven past it. It's not the same thing as standing on
bro.
It at night. You drove past it during the day.
Bruh.
Dude, also, have you seen Stephen King? If there's anything haunted, then it's right by a high school.
Okay, the point is
yep.
that it's not, it didn't look as bad as like
it may say it is. We weren't standing on it at night.
Here's a question. If we were on that bridge, would you knock 3 times?
Absolutely not. Here's the thing, Hayden.
I don't want to die.
Are you scared of demons?
I don't. Okay. I think it's a very... I don't strictly believe in ghosts or demons as some people perceive them. I do believe in demons, but not in that way. But I often say this when people ask me about this. If you put me in a dark room, my resolve is going to get shaky really quickly. If you put me on a demon-possessed bridge in the middle of the night, my resolve
is gone. With a flashlight? Okay. Oh, powerful watching.
No.
I would go on the bridge. I don't think I would knock three times.
We need someone who, for this to be actually work, we need Aaron. Someone who would.
Would Aaron do it?
No. Aaron would not.
You think Jack would?
There's a reason. There's a reason me and my friends don't tell Jack about that bridge.
See, I'd go out there with Jack, because Jack's a big dude.
Yeah, Jack would go in
there. Exactly.
And he would pull Shane on that bridge.
Yeah. See, and Jack's a big guy. So I can just...
It would be difficult for the demon to throw him off.
Yeah. Good luck, demon. But yeah, I mean, do you believe in ghosts manifesting and harming people, Aaron?
Not really.
Me neither. Do you think you can see ghosts?
Ghosts left their human bodies. I don't think they're part of the physical world.
Do you think you could see a ghost?
Depends. I don't think they need.
Do you to see think it. You've seen a ghost?
Me, no. Have you ever seen a ghost?
Somebody put it once on a podcast I was listening. They put it pretty interestingly. Whenever you're driving and it's nighttime and you pass somebody on the side of the road, how do you know that was a real person and not a ghost? Exactly. You could have seen somebody.
I'd rather sleep at night.
That was acting abnormally, like walking on the side of a dark road. That could have been a ghost or it could have been a real person. You don't know. I saw a dude last night. We were driving in a neighborhood, and it was dark, and there was, like, one street light, and he was walking this way. All right, he was walking, and he was on my left, walking towards me.
I can't see it.
As I was driving, I was describing it. He was walking on the left-hand sidewalk. I was driving on the right-hand side of the road, going in opposite directions. America. Yes. We're in America. And he was looking straight ahead. He was dressed kind of disheveled. You know? Like, he looked like he was pretty beaten down. He was looking straight ahead. He did not look at my car.
So he said, I don't look at cars when I'm walking.
I'm getting there. Okay. He gets to the corner of the street. Turns like he's going to walk across. Before I get there, he turns towards where he's going to walk across. Starts taking a step into the road. I drive past. I look in the rearview mirror, and he is not there. He is not there at all. Nothing.
There are so many.
I don't, Aaron. There are so Aaron, many. So I'm not many saying this guy was Aaron. I'm not saying this guy was a ghost. I'm just saying
that would a. You're saying Ryan Regar would be saying that this person is a ghost.
Yes, but I'm saying that may have been a ghost,
no.
Or it could have not been a ghost.
It was just a dude walking.
But how do you know for sure? How do you know for sure that isn't a ghost? Do you know for certain that was not a ghost?
Nothing is known for certain.
Exactly. So he could have been a ghost, or he could have been a real dude that was just having a bad day. Mm-hmm. Okay? We don't know for sure, because I will never see that person again.
Hopefully.
If I'm driving down the same road at the same time, and you're in a... That's not funny. I've had a sleep paralysis demon once before in my life. It's terrifying. But anyways, if I'm driving down that little stretch of road at a similar time here in the future and I see the same dude, it's a ghost.
What if he works there?
He's dressed the same way in tattered jeans and a striped plaid shirt.
What if he doesn't have as much money as you?
Bro, if he's walking the exact same way on the exact same portion of the street?
He just came from work, Caden.
Dude, nobody keeps that tight of a schedule.
Me.
No.
I do.
At 9:53 tonight, yes, you will be doing the same thing you were doing yesterday at 9:53.
Yes.
No, you will not.
Yes, I do.
No.
Dude, I have a strict
schedule. All I'm saying is that if I see this guy out there in the future, it's, at that time of night,
dude, if anything, that
it's a ghost.
He's more of a man.
It's a ghost.
That proves he's
more. Okay, what about the person I saw walking on the side of I-27 in the middle of the night? I-27.
Oh, okay.
Between Amarillo and Lubbock.
Okay, yeah.
In the middle of the night, not in the town, there was a person walking on the side of the road.
That one is much more believable. But, hey, dude,
And have you driven on I-27 tonight?
It's dark.
There are no lights. It is extremely dark.
That's also because you're just too used to the headlights. So once you're out...
No, but there's outside, no streetlights, though.
Yeah, once you're outside, though, then your eyes will be used to the dark.
Yeah, but if you're walking on the side of the road, people driving, they're not used to it. They're used to their lights. So...
That one is much more believable as a ghost than the dude who's walking home.
There was no businesses around there, Aaron. That's what I'm saying.
It's a long walk.
No. No, that guy was a ghost.
No, he was
He not. Was a ghost. In Carrollton, Texas, on McCoy Street, at around 8:45 at night.
There's a dude walking home.
Yesterday, on October the 12th, Tuesday, October the 12th, I saw a ghost.
There's a dude walking home.
Walking on the side of the street.
Why did you look at the clock?
I don't know. I was just guessing the time. It was around that time. I just know where I was and when I left that place. So I saw a ghost and everybody out there.
I would believe the I-27 one.
Well, that also happened.
Because it's in the middle of nowhere.
I don't have a time frame on that one.
I'm assuming it's during the...
Yes, it was.
But hitchhikers do walk on highways and stuff. That's just a really brave place.
I think it was between
Brave Place
Tulia and Plainview.
Yeah, that's a weird place to be hitchhiking.
Mm-hmm.
But still, hitchhikers go on highways.
Mm, they do.
Yeah.
It's brave. It's brave.
Sometimes you don't have a choice.
Brave of you to do so.
Sometimes they're just made it.
I also saw a wolf out there one time. And this one it was in the daytime. It was a red wolf. It was a red wolf ran right across. Yeah, we do actually. In that part of Texas, ran right across I-27, right in front of me. And in the morning, at like 9 in the morning.
I think it would be sunny. Worse if it was in the night.
Yeah, that would have been terrifying. That would have been terrifying.
I would have
told you I saw another ghost.
Yeah, but no, it was
9, 10 in the morning. Really windy for some reason. Sunny. I was on my way home to watch the Texas Tech game that I could have watched at home, or on campus. But I wanted to go home and watch it. And I was driving home, and it was like 9:30, 10 in the morning. Sunny, no clouds. Wolf. Right across the road.
That feels like the least scary of the situation.
It wasn't scary. It was just like, hey, that was cool.
Yeah, except for the fact of, like, I don't want to hit a wolf.
Yeah, I don't want to hit a wolf. Because red wolves are, like, really rare in that part of Texas.
Also, I don't want to hit a dog.
Wolves are not dogs.
They're cats.
They're a different genus.
They're Canis lupus. They're not a different genus.
They're different.
They're Canis lupus. Oh. They're the same species. It's a subspecies.
Okay. Anyways.
Learn biology.
Aaron, have you seen a ghost?
No.
Have you seen a sleep paralysis demon?
No. I have heard. I have heard disembodied sounds.
Disembodied sounds?
All the time.
Where?
All. Ooh. Everywhere. Dude, I used to, whenever I was in school and stuff, it was quiet class, but I used to hear my name all the time.
That's actually a sign of a normal, healthy brain, do you not?
No. I'm just hearing
if you just hear your voice, or you hear your name.
There's always a different voice.
Yeah, if you hear your name, it's actually a sign of a healthy brain.
Yeah. I'm not hearing that and being like, ghost!
There is a ghost
back, demon! I'm like, no.
Okay.
I heard a lot of sounds that don't make sense in the context. But, you know, whatever.
Have you ever had sleep paralysis?
No. I'm really hoping I don't.
Dude, it's terrible.
I
hate it.
I'm terrified of having sleep paralysis.
The one time I had a sleep paralysis demon was at home. And I was visiting from college. And I just, like, was asleep.
And I was laying there, and I couldn't move. And then I like, it was like, I woke up out of nowhere and I like looked to the side of the bed and there's the
freaking thing from the picture you just sent, you just showed me.
Just there.
Yeah.
And it's like reaching onto the bed and then it's just like, and it's gone.
Were you still awake after?
Yeah. Which makes it worse.
Yep.
Makes it way worse.
I hate sleep paralysis.
I think we should wrap it up.
Yeah, that was a terrible note to end that on.
We'll be back to normal next week.
Yeah.
We'll probably do this. I feel like we should do one of these episodes like once a month.
Every now and then.
Yeah, just to break the,
you know,
monotony.
Yeah. This was filmed on October 13th, just so you know. So if this comes out, if I somehow get this to come out after Eternals, just know. October 13th.
Yeah.
Now you know that I've seen a ghost. And Aaron doesn't believe in ghosts. It's too chicken to go hang out on the bridge.
My resolve goes away. I am willing to admit when I'm wrong, and I'm not going to test it.
Okay. Well, I think that's about it. Yeah. Aaron, sign off. Let's get it.
Yeah. I'll see y'all next week.
Next week.
We're back to normal.
Sorry about the camera issues again.
If you want to know what the characters we're going to be talking about next week, look at last week.
Yeah, it's the same ones.
Yep. Yeah.
I think we got well over an hour on camera, so.
Yeah.
This ending part will just be like the... just the audio from the podcast, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Kind of sad.
Goodbye, y'all.
Goodbye.
Yeah.
See y'all next week.
See y'all next week. Bye.